Hello, dear friend. Welcome to episode 3 of Building Better Marriages, the I Do and I Don't of Everyday Married Life podcast, where we explore God's wisdom for navigating life's challenges and embracing His plan for our relationships. I'm Dr. Deborah Scamba, and today's episode is brought to you by From Success to Significance, a Women's Summit. Okay, let's dive into ending the comparison game. Are you in? Because in today's world, it's all too easy to fall into the trap of comparing our marriages to those around us. Social media bombards us with images of seemingly perfect relationships, leaving us feeling inadequate or maybe even envious. But as followers of Christ, we're called to a different standard, one of contentment, gratitude, and trust in God's plan for our lives. So it's important to recognize that comparison is a thief of joy, robbing us of the blessings and uniqueness of our own marriage. So instead of striving to measure up to someone else's standard, let's turn our focus to God and His purpose for our relationship. Proverbs 19:21 reminds us that many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. We could just take a Selah there, right? Just stop, ponder that, think about that. Because God has a unique plan for each marriage, for your marriage, for my marriage. I'm married 40 years to the same man that I love more today than I did yesterday, and definitely more than the day I married him. And tailored to the individuals involved and their journey together. So God has a unique plan for each marriage, your marriage, tailored to you and your spouse and your marriage journey together. What does this unique plan look like for your marriage? Well, let's take unique and use it as an acronym. So U stands for understand your strengths and weaknesses. So take some time to understand yourself and your spouse, recognizing each other's unique qualities and areas for growth. N is for nurture gratitude. Cultivate a spirit of gratitude for the blessings in your marriage, focusing on the unique aspects that makes your relationship so special. An attitude of gratitude. There's studies that have been done about how turning your attitude from looking at the negative into looking at the positive and being grateful for more things actually helped turn people's lives around. It helped with better health. And it will help a marriage to thrive. So it helps people to thrive, but it also helps marriages to thrive. I, intentional communication. So I in unique stands for being intentional about talking. Make communication, make talking with each other a priority. Not at each other, but with each other. In your marriage, being intentional about expressing your feelings, your needs, and your desires to your spouse. Be intentional to listen also. Q is for quell comparisons. It's hard to find a word that begins with Q, but here we go. Avoid comparing your marriage to others. Again, understand that every relationship is unique and has its own challenges and triumphs. So just squash it. You, those negative feelings. You, unconditional love. Practice unconditional love and acceptance towards your spouse. Embracing their quirks. Oh, there's a cue word. And imperfections as part of what makes them uniquely them. E is for embrace differences. Celebrate the differences between you and your spouse. recognizing that diversity enriches your relationship and allows you to learn and grow together. So celebrating your differences, you're not supposed to be the same in everything, right? Sometimes your 80% is your spouse's 20%. Sometimes your 20% will be your spouse's 80%. That's what you bring to the table, but you serve each other 100%, 100%. We're going to talk about that more in another podcast. So by remembering this unique acronym, you can overcome comparison in your marriage and embrace the uniqueness of your relationship. You can take these things and you can make them as opportunities to be better. So surrendering your marriage to God's will, you can find peace and fulfillment in knowing that His plan is perfect and His timing is always right. As you work through things, there may seem like something that you're never going to get over, but you will, because God, if you put Christ in the center of your relationship, then there's nothing but love between the two of you. Then you're going to see that as you are working through the things, that you celebrate those little triumphs. Effective communication is essential in overcoming the comparison game and strengthening your marriage. In Ephesians 4:29, we are reminded that we should let no corrupting talk come out of our mouths, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that may give grace to those who hear, as fits the occasion. So it may be just being honest and the other and your spouse understanding that this is a time to listen to your heart. So instead of focusing on what you lack compared to others, focus on cultivating a spirit of gratitude for the blessings and the strengths of your own marriage. Take time to express appreciation for your spouse, to your spouse, and the unique qualities that make your relationship special. Nurturing a culture of encouragement and affirmation, you can create a safe and loving environment where comparison has no place. So as you journey through the ups and downs of marriage, remember that God is your unique ultimate source of strength and provision for your unique marriage, right? God is your ultimate source of strength and provision for your unique marriage. Philippians 4:19 assures you that may God will, your God, my God, will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Instead of seeking validation from outside sources, outside of your marriage, place your trust in God's faithfulness and provision for your marriage. What you need, God has for you. Release the burden of comparison and embrace the unique beauty of your own marriage and be confident in God's plan. See, you could be confident in God's plan for you because God is faithful. And His promise to work all things together for your good is true. It's a promise that you can stand on, that He will do that. He's never failed on a promise yet. So here are your I do and I don't for your everyday married life. Do embrace the journey of growth and transformation within your marriage, recognizing that every challenge and triumph contributes to the unique story you and your spouse are creating together. You can't do anything about yesterday, but you can certainly change the ending. Don't compare your marriage to others or strive to emulate someone else's relationship, as this can lead to feelings of inadequacy and dissatisfaction. Instead, focus on nurturing the strengths and addressing the challenges within your own marriage, trusting in God's plan for your unique journey. Be the catalyst of positive change in your relationship. So we talked about four ways that will help you to end the comparison game, to embrace the uniqueness of your marriage. One, avoid the trap of comparison. Embrace God's plan. Communicate and be grateful for each other. And trust in God's provision. I want to thank you for joining me on Building Better Marriages, the I Do and I Don't of everyday life, married life. And remember, your marriage is a beautiful and unique reflection of God's love and grace. So instead of comparing yourself to others, embrace the journey that God has set before you together, trusting in His provision and purpose for your relationship. To find out more about the Women's Summit, the virtual summit taking place on March 22nd, look for more info in the description. So until next time, may God bless you and your marriage abundantly as you continue to embrace His plan and end the comparison game. God bless.